Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Pastor Henry asked me a little while ago if I might have a word for the church. And I think I do. work it. It's something that the Lord's been placing in my heart for a while yet. And that is that there's a lot of pregnant people in this church. And that includes you guys. And what I believe the Lord is showing me is that there's some birthing gonna be going on in this coming year. Some birthing that has been within you for quite a while. And when you think about birthing, is that, you know, some of these ladies can attest, they go through a time of labor. And so it isn't something that you just, all of a sudden, it's there. There's times that you have to go through this, and it's allowing for what's already within you to come forth. And so something as simple as the fruit of the Spirit, as was just mentioned, there's a spirit in us that we all acknowledge, and yet we find it hard to allow love, peace, joy, all those things that should be just flourishing out of us, and yet it's not happening. And so I really believe that as you acknowledge what He wants to do for this is your time. God is ready, and God is wanting to make a difference in this place, not only in this church, but that you are to labor to allow those things that God is wanting to do in each one of you. You might have a hard time just being joyful. Well, He's saying He is your joy. And so you ask God, you know, just like when you have a baby, a boy or girl, there's so many things that He wants to bring forth. Lots of births in 2020. And I believe that one of the main things that He wants to do is for His people to speak to His church. And even for one of us to get up here like Rebecca and we do here, is that we speak what God has placed in our hearts. We're going to hear it from each other. And so when God places something in your heart, don't keep it there. He wants His church to know what He's doing. So expect lots of new stuff, lots of new little babies coming out this coming year. And know that it's not going to happen unless you go through this labor time. You've got to cooperate with what God's doing in this church body. You've got to say yes to what He's doing and just watch what He does in this place. And that's my word.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
While we were worshiping in that last song, these words came to me. My faithful will call on My name, and I will fill them. I will answer them, and I will walk with them and bless them. Call on Me, My children, and be faithful and true, and watch what I will do through you. I am with you always.
Praise God. Yeah, come on. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, got another one here.
Got Hallelujah. Another one here.
Come on.
God's been showing me that this year it's going to be remarkable. You're not going to stay at where you were. He's going to grow, and you're going to be so new. He's going to show you something that you've never known before. And the old traditions, the old things, the way you looked at, they're going to be, like John said, they're going to be rebirth. You're going to look at things differently than you did before. If you don't give up your past, you won't have a future. And he has so many blessings. He wants to bless each one of you. And he wants to love you, and he wants to show you who he is. But unless you give up your old traditions, the old hurts, the old pains, and look at what's new. He wants to bring joy and peace. He wants to bring you the fruit of the Spirit. And for us to live by the Spirit and not live by the soul. Because the soul, the enemy can come into. But the Spirit, God, is the only one that can enter.
Come on.
So, let's go. Be joyful. Know that you know that this year is going to be so much different than it was. And know that he loves you. That's the main thing that he wants to show each one of you. He loves you. He wants to be there for each one of you. But unless you let go, he can't. You tied his hands. So untie his hands and allow him to bring the joy and the peace and the Spirit that you can walk out of.
Man, praise God. Hallelujah.
Happy to be here.
Come on.
So, anyways, God's been really showing me that we're so blessed to be here. And God gave me a word a few months ago to come up here and say, and I didn't do it. And I felt guilty about it. But with God, there's no shame. And so, like Pastor's been encouraging all of us to come up and give a word that he gives to us. So I just appreciate that. And I really appreciate Rebecca and Jasmine and all those who really encourage us. It's almost better than the sermon itself. Sorry, Pastor.
Praise God.
I have been asking God for dreams and visions, and he's given me two dreams. And both of them I was totally confused at. And I asked God what they meant, and he showed me immediately what they meant. One was, I had a dream of a young girl who was all over me, who wanted my attention. And I don't do that kind of stuff. And I asked God, what does this mean? And he said, I'm a jealous God. We need to give our all to God. So as Jesus said, this is a scripture in Luke. Love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart. With all we are, and I don't think we do that. And I think we need to, like the song says, nothing else will do. We just need to turn to God and give all of ourselves, everything we have, to Him.
Amen.
And that's all.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
The Sunday that we went back in the back and stood there and saw what's taking place back there to get this church ready for expansion, God started to speak to me that Sunday. And he showed me that he's positioning the people in this church right now. He gave me a word for Pastor and Rosie, and the word was positioning. He's positioning us right now for what he's going to do. And in these words I heard today, I heard, let go of the past. I heard, go deeper. These are the things we need to do to be in position for what he's going to do. He is going to pour out things on this church that we can never imagine. And I've known this for a long time.
Praise God.
Couple of Saturdays ago, I was sleeping and I was like I was awake, and I just heard the Spirit say to me, it's okay. Receive my healing. I'm like, he was almost like he was coaxing and saying, it's okay, for I have prepared a banquet amongst them, and it's okay. You can receive healing and you can receive love.
Yes. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glad to be in the house of the Lord. Yeah, some of you might be wondering, hey, what's going on? What's happening? Read 1 Corinthians. You're going to find in 1 Corinthians how the Word of God talks about that everybody has a psalm, everybody has a song when they come into the house of the Lord. And that's something that the Holy Spirit's been talking to me about quite a bit lately. And I thank God that my daughter prophesies, and I thank God that Lacey prophesies, and Jasmine, the music team has been prophesying to you. To the body of Christ, to me. But God is talking to me about the body ministry. How the one, you got a word. You might not even realize that you've got a word for somebody sitting on the other side, right across the aisle from you, maybe on the other end of the building. The Word of God is telling us that we are to be one, we are to minister one to another. And it can happen in service. How many know we have been so programmed by this world to do it just a certain way that we are leaving the Holy Spirit out? And I believe the Holy Spirit wants to have his way in the building. How many know? And so that's what you're seeing this morning. The Word of God says this: despise not prophesying. Don't despise it. Even though the person you might know, you allow the Holy Spirit to use that vessel to speak the things of God into the church. How many of you say amen to that? Because that's the Word of God. That's what I believe God is bringing to the body of Christ for today. I believe it. I trust him for it. That's what I want. I don't want it my way. I want it his way. I want him to have his way. Hallelujah. You watch, when we let him have his way, you watch what happens. We're going to see some things that God, man, has been wanting to do in the church for so long. I don't think we're the only church experiencing these things. I believe the Spirit of God is pulling on the body of Christ for body ministry, for the ministry. For a major ministry, for a mighty harvest in the earth. I believe 2020 is a very key year. How many say amen to that? Amen. The word of God, 1 Chronicles 20. Let me just read it to you, because I read it in the Christmas service. I think I did. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about a lot of things these days. Amen. Come on, man. Let me just read this to you. 2 Chronicles 20. This is what the Word of God. And I believe this is a word for next year, 2020. Is that right? So mark it in your Bible, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. Jehoshaphat is encouraging his army to go and do a battle. That, you know, how many know it's hard to go into a battle just singing a song? Is that right? Doesn't make any natural sense, does it? It defies all common sense to walk into a battle where people are going to shoot arrows at you and throw spears at you, to walk into a battle singing praises to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And Jehoshaphat has been talking to his people, but this is what he says in chapter 20, verse 20 of 2 Chronicles. It says, they rose early in the morning and went forth to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. He'd be saying the same to us. Hear, O men and women of God. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe as prophets, so shall you prosper. Amen? Believe. Amen? How many of you know it's important that we believe? Hallelujah. Praise God. How many are believers here? Come on, man. You probably wouldn't be in church today if it would. Come on, you're going to brave the cold. Amen. Come out in the cold. Do you know this is the last Sunday of the year? This is Sunday number, I don't know, I didn't count them all, maybe 52. Sunday number 52, is that right? Could be. I don't know, might be 51. I don't know. But this is the last Sunday of the year. And it's funny to me how the Holy Spirit has broken this open a little bit right on the last going into next year. How many of you know before you get a nice taste out of your Pepsi, whatever, you got to first open the lid. Is that right? It's to me like today is like God is opening the lid because he's saying it's going to happen. These things are going to happen. We're going to see miracles. We're going to see the people of God walking in health like they've never walked before. I mean, say amen to that. I mean, every headache, everything will be suppressed, pushed down, pushed back, defeated by the Holy Ghost. How many say amen to that? Hallelujah. Because the Holy God, how many know that our God is a mighty God? His name is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Woo. So would you give God a praise right now? Just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do. Thank you for what you're going to do in 2020. Praise God. How many like fruit? Anybody like fruit? What's your favorite kind of fruit? Anybody?
Mango.
I don't know if you guys are like me. It changes with me. I'll go for grapes for a while. And then I go to an orange. I mean, get one of these oranges from Safeway, or I mean, you open up. What are the ones that got all the little tiny pieces in there? What are those? What do they call them? Pomegranate? No, but an orange. What's it? What's the orange called that's got all the little pieces? Are those navel oranges? That when you open them, they got extra little like little baby oranges growing in there. Yeah, I like them things. I like them when they're sweet and juicy. How many like oranges? How many like bananas? You know how I like to drink? I like to eat bananas with a cold glass of water. Anybody like that? No? That's weird. It is a weird thing. Somebody over there. Yeah.
I like putting ice in my cereal.
You like in your cereal. You like it cold. Cold milk. Hallelujah. How many like pomegranates, like your brother said? Yeah. They're kind of a fight to get through, aren't they? You gotta fight that thing, man. You got pomegranates falling on the floor. Fall on your lap. Is that right? But man, I like to get them all in a bowl. Because to me, it's just not enough to open it and just eat them one at a time as I get them out, break them like six in a row. And then I like to get them, I like to put them in a bowl. It's called self-control. You guys know that? You stay under control, get them all in a bowl, and then dump them. That's what I like for. Praise God. Apricots. Anybody like apricots? Ah, apricots. Mm, come on, man. Watermelon. Anybody like watermelon? Ooh, yeah, come on, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Peach. Anybody got any peach people in the house? Come on. Apples. How about apples? Anybody? In this section, nobody has raised their hand for anything. That's what I'm watching for. Yeah, there you go. I said, them folks don't like fruit. Look at your neighbor and tell them, I love fruit. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God loves fruit? Isn't it funny that fruit is probably one of the things that got us in trouble in the first place? Is that right? Come on, man. How many of you know that? Hey, Adam, check this out. No. We're not supposed to hear that. Check out. It's really good. Amen. Hallelujah. Fruit. Glory to God. The name of the sermon today, the Lord was talking to me last night. He says, I want to produce fruit for the nations. I mean, you say amen to that. And would you put up the power verse if you can, Abe? I want you to look at this power verse. It's Isaiah chapter 27, verse 6. This is the power verse for today's sermon. He shall cause them that come out of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. Amen? How many of you know that Israel is sending fruit all over the world today? Do you guys know that? You can go into a Safeway. You can go almost any store. Some of the fruit, you can flip it up. You're going to say, made in Japan. No, but I'm just kidding. Kidding. But other fruit is you're going to find that some of this fruit is coming out of Israel. Amen. So the natural part of this state of this scripture is taking place in the world today.
Until before 1941, Israel was not a nation. There was no agriculture going on. There was nothing happening. But then after 1941, they began to come back. People of Israel, the Jewish nation, began to grow in strength and everything. And now they are a major producer, and they produce a lot of fruit. And that's cool, amen? They are, this part of the Word of God is being fulfilled. But there's also a very spiritual part of this, where God is desiring to fill the world with fruit. Amen? Come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we pull into the banquet hall. Lord, we've stood behind our chair, and now, Father, we are taking a seat at the dining room table. Lord, you told us that you would come and you would sup with us. You would eat with us, Father. So, Lord, as we come this morning, Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would give us that which you desire to feed on, that which you desire, Father God, to strengthen us, Father God, that which you desire, Lord, to give us peace and joy and love. We come to the banquet table, Lord. Thank you for the preparation that you've made. We give you praise and glory. Father, touch my lips to speak as I ought to speak this morning. I give you all the praise and the glory. If you guys agree, say amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell him you love him. Amen. Say, hey, I love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know the church should be producing fruit? How many know that? Hallelujah. And I'm in a... You know, we have a powwow truck comes out here every once in a while, right? And there's watermelons and there's cucumbers and there's vegetables, most of all. But that's not the kind of producing that God, I believe, is asking for. The producing that God is asking for is the fruit of the kingdom of God in our lives. Amen. I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. We're going to read these. Hallelujah. Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. Amen? Hallelujah. And he fenced it, gathered out the stones thereof, planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a wine press therein, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge ye, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. What could I have done? What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Can you imagine God saying this to us? I've created a vineyard on the earth, and I've done everything. And because it produced wild grapes, God is asking a question. Why? What could I have done more than what I've done? Because I tell you something, folks, God has done it all. He's done it all. And it's up to us, amen? It's up to us to take very close attention and listen to what God might be saying. He says, I looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up. Break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. I will lay it waste. Amen. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. And also, I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and men of Judah his pleasant plant. He looked for judgment, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold a cry. Can I say to you this morning that it could it be possible that we have been tending the vineyard in the wrong way, what the Lord has done. We have been tending this vineyard in a way that is not the way the Lord wants. How many say that? This vineyard that we're talking about could be, well, in the Word of God here is talking about the house of Israel, but how many know we are the house of Israel? How many know you are the seed of Abraham? Do you know that? If anybody that believes in God by faith is the seed of Abraham.
Could it be that we have been tending the house incorrectly? Could it be that we have been having our own way rather than His way? Amen? And I will tell you, I am all after having His way in the house. Can I tell you that? Hallelujah. I will say to you this morning that if you do what you do, what He tells you to do, it will no way interfere with what's going on in the house. How many of you know that? If you do what He says for you to do, His instructions to you to do what He has for you to do, if you do that, it will complement the house. How many of you know? It will, because it's the Holy Spirit having His way. For some reason, when we think about something that we want to do it, and we haven't even checked with God yet, now we're operating in something different. We're operating in His way. I mean, in our way and not His way. And folks, you run into a very dangerous place. Because the Word of God says here that because they had that vineyard is in the shape that it is, He says, I will tear down the fence that I'm protecting it. I will pull it back. Is that crazy? You see, folks, we have to be confident in the things that we're doing, that we're doing it for the Lord. Is that right? God is asking us to do that. God is saying, listen to me. Folks, I'm going to say, this is the last Sunday of 2019. Please do not omit. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Listen to what I'm saying to you. God has been calling us to be in the closet. God has been calling us to be walking our neighborhoods. God has been saying these things from this pulpit. And it's not just because I like to walk and pray, but it's because God has said this to the body of Christ. I want you to walk. I mean, how hard is it to walk three houses down and walk back to your house? How hard is it to walk to the end of the mailbox? You got to walk there anyway. How hard is that to do when God would be saying it to you? Can I tell you something? God is desiring to move in our city. I believe our city is going to be a city filled with fruit. I believe fruit is going to be springing forth all over our city because of the people of God. Hallelujah. But folks, we got to do what God is asking us to do. This pulpit is a place where God will speak to a man like myself. And maybe not just me, but a man like myself that will say, this is what I hear God saying this. Go into your closet and hear what He's asking you to do. That's what He's saying. It's plain and simple. Do something different. Amen. How many like change? Not very many people, but I like change. When the Lord says something to me, I'll change. I'll do it. I'll move that way. But folks, let me just say this to you. We have to be hearing what God is saying to us. In order for this building to proceed, in order for God's project here, this is not my project. How many know that? You don't know that? How many know that this is not my project? I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. This is His project. This is what God's doing. In order for it to continue to move forward, people have to be listening to what God is saying to them. Because this is not a one-man show. This is not a one-man project. This is something the Holy Ghost has placed in Sawarita to do, and to do greatly for the kingdom of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Crazy. The vineyard. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you a little bit about agriculture. How many like agriculture? How many like working in your yard, planting things? Yeah, digging around. Yeah. How many have a hula hoe? Anybody have a hula hoe? Hula hoes. How about rakes? How many operate a rake? Any good rake operators here, man? I see the two same guys rolling up their hands. How about a shovel? Anybody like a shovel? A pick? Hallelujah. Come on, man. Hallelujah. How many like working out there? I do it all the time. I love.
I got a broom.
Got a nice broom. I love taking out weeds. Amen? How many like taking out weeds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you got so many weeds. Not very many hands. I just like doing that. You know, because weeds, when you're killing weeds, you don't have to be doing a lot of this. It doesn't take a lot to kill weeds. Amen? What I can be doing is, blessed is a man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his light is enough. Start jumping around saying, man, God. I love it because, you know, it gives me time to focus in on what God's doing. I have found that God has spoken to me many times while I was agriculturing, if you want to call it that. Glory to God. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what makes a good crop. What is it that will make a good crop? And so the first thing we're going to talk about is sunlight. How many know it's got to have some sunlight? Is that right? Does sunlight make things grow? Yes. Does it make it grow strong? We've got a plant that was in my house, and we had it over in this corner, and I don't know, it just put out one or two leaves once in a while. Rosie's brother came over and goes, why is that there? She goes, oh, it's pretty. She goes, it needs to be somewhere where we can get more sunlight. That one needs sunlight. We put it out in the sunlight. We're puffed up, man. It looks real nice. How many say amen? Sunlight makes things grow, amen? Hallelujah. But we're gonna call sunlight to us. Let's just call sunlight as revelation, as light. Light coming into your life. Amen? Hallelujah. In order for things to grow, you gotta have some kind of imagination, right? If you've got no imagination, you probably won't plant the seed. How can I say? My mom, my grandmother, my sister will remember this. My grandmother in the back of her house in Tombstone had a fig tree. And I remember that fig tree. It seemed like it had big, big branches. I don't know. Was it big? Was it that big or was it just that little? It was big. And me and my little brother, we used to climb in it and sit up there and pick figs and just eat them. How many of you guys like figs? Anybody? Anybody like figs picked right off the tree? Yeah. We were kids. We didn't know you had to wash them and everything. We just tossed them in. So I've got this fig tree at my house, and it gives a few figs, but it's got the trunk's about that big around, and it's about this tall, and it doesn't give very many figs. But I can imagine that tree like my grandmother's. I can picture that tree. This tree is going to do good here. It's going to give figs like crazy. You see, light, imagination is something that we need for a good crop. Do you know that? You need to be able to look ahead and say, man, this is what I feel God is. God will reveal things to you if you'll allow him to. He'll let you see a glimpse of the future. How many know that? Did you know that God likes to do that? He likes to give a glimpse of the future to you so you'll have something to grab a hold of and say, man, this is what I want to do. I mean, I don't remember his name, but I think it was the farm all tractor guy that they were, his the great grandfather, the guy, they were having trouble plowing the fields, and this grandfather come up with this way of putting metal dishes at an angle and it would dig really deep. And I think it was a farm all tractor. I don't remember the names, but I just remembered it now while I was, but God gave him a glimpse of things to come. And God's trying to do that to the body of Christ. He wants to give you a glimpse of the things that he has for you, those things down the line. So it's so important that you stay in the closet, so that you stay in the presence of God, so God can show you these things and take you to these things. Amen. So you need sunlight. You need light. You need revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, we need land. How many like land? Oh, I got a scripture for number one. It was actually Isaiah 1, where Isaiah 5:1, where the word of God says this. Can we bring it back? This is the scripture for the sunlight. Now will I sing my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard, a very fruitful hill. That fruitful word translates into fertile, very fertile hill. And then the next verse says this, and he fenced it, gathered stones out of it, planted it with the choicest vine. See, but he's doing all this. Why? Because he's got a vision. And he also made a wine press therein, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes. Do you see that? Do you see the vision he had in it? My vision in this vineyard, I've taken out all the rocks. I've built a tower in the middle. I put a fence around it. It's on a fruitful hill, a fertile hill. He says, my vision on this vineyard is that it might make grapes. Amen? So you got to have some kind of a vision to lay. Amen? Hallelujah. Number two, we got the land. God is saying you got to have good ground. Amen. Praise God. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 8 through 12. This is the land. And I want to just throw this to you right now up front that you are the land. Look at your neighbor and say, you're the land. I mean, look at him and say, you're the land. You are the land. Come on. Dirt cheap, you're the land. Come on, say it. Look at him and say it again one more time. You are the land, my friend. You are the land. You're the land. Come on, hallelujah. Because God is going to plant some great things. He's already got them planted within you, and he wants to get them out. Amen? So you're the land. Amen? Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 8. Starting at verse 8. Therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I command you this day. Everybody say amen. Keep all the commandments, all right? That you may be strong and go in and possess the land wherever you go to possess it. How many want to possess the land? Hallelujah. How many know that you're the land? Does your land ever give you trouble? Come on. What? Does it ever give you problems? See, God wants you to know how to possess your vessel. He wants you to know how to possess your land. Amen? Hallelujah. He says this. Do you go in and possess the land where you go to possess it? And that you may prolong your days in the land. Amen? Huh. Which the Lord your God sware unto your fathers to give them and to their sons seed. A land that flows with milk and honey, for the land where thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt. I want you to remember that we're talking about spiritual things here, all right? So this land, God is showing us some things here. This land is you. And this land is not the way Egypt operates or the world. Let's change that to the world. This land is not like the world. Amen? Because you believe in things that are unseen. Is that right? You believe in things that are invisible, the invisible things of God. You believe them. Is that right? So this land is not like the land of the world. How many know that? The world operates in a totally different mode of operation. How many know that? The world puts things all over before God or no God. They'll say, there's no God, so I'm going to do this, that, and the other. Or if they, folks, let me say, even in the church world, sometimes the church world will put careers before they put the Lord. How many know that? It's a mistake. The land can prosper and be in health and do good if the Lord thy God is the Lord of your life. Amen? Come on. So he says, for the land where you go in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt or the world from whence you came out. How many know God brought you out of the world? Is that right? The day you were born again, the day you gave your life to Jesus, that day you were bought out and he brought you out of that land. Come on. And he set you in a good land. Amen. Hallelujah. Even though you didn't understand it, you don't understand it. Some of us don't understand it today, but he has pulled you out of that land and set you in a good land. Where you sowed your seed, it's not like the land of Egypt, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot as a garden of herbs. But check this out. But the land where you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys. How many like that? How many know it takes a little work to get up the hill? Takes a little work. It's a lot easier going down the hill than up the hill, that right? Then you get in the valley. Hallelujah. But how many know most of the time when you go on, how many ever climbed a mountain? How many are mountain climbers here? Anybody have, how many ever climbed a mountain, got to the top, and you're saying, yeah, I climbed this mountain. Is that right? Up on the top of Elephant Head, there's a little box up there for anybody that climbs that mountain. You can open up, it's a little steel box. There's a pencil, and you can put your name on there that you were up there. Isn't that cool? Because the mountaintop, it's a good place to be, amen? But the valleys, how many know we have hills and valleys in our in this kingdom? How many know that? That we go through good things, and then sometimes we go through things that are not so good. They don't feel good to us. But can I tell you, that with the Lord, everything begins to even out. How many know? The longer you work with him, the longer you walk with him, the longer he shows you things and allows you to see things, that walk becomes better and better. How many know that? How many know it's so much better to go through a trial or a tribulation or something that's hurting you with a praise on your lips? It's so much easier to do that, to go through that thing saying, praise God. God, I want to praise you. I don't like at all what's happening here, but I'm going to praise you anyway, God. I'm going to give thanks to you because you're the king of my life and you have ordered these things in my life and it's okay with me. Amen? Hallelujah. How many is it okay with you if God takes you through some valleys? Is that okay? Because he's going to set you on mountaintops, but those valleys, man, come on, man. Is it okay with you that he takes you through them? I mean, come on, man. Hallelujah. And I like what he says right here. A land which the Lord your God cares for. Do you know he cares for you? Look at your neighbor again and say, you are the land. You are that land. It's a land that the Lord thy God cares for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it. Say that to you. Tell your neighbor that. The eyes of the Lord is always upon you. Dan, the eyes of God are always on you, man. Always on you. Yeah. Always on you. Anthony, the eyes of God are always on you. He cares for you. And it says this. From the beginning of the year to when? To the end of the year. Here we are right at the end of the year. Amen. And you remember how many know he's cared for us all this time? How many of you know that? Come on, man. I know that God has watched over us and cared for us. And what I like about the end of the year and the beginning of the year, they're right next to each other. How many know that? So he starts again. Come on, let's go. I'm going to take you through this. Hallelujah. I will take you through it again. I will bring you through. I will strengthen you is what the Lord. Because he what? He cares for you. He loves you. Praise God. Hello. Amen. He loves you. Hello. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number three, the seed. It's important you have sunlight. It's important you have good land. And now it's important that you have seed. Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 15, verse 7. This is what the Word of God says. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hello. Bueno. Praise God. Here's what the Word of God said. John 15, 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done with you. Can I tell you that the Word of God is seed? Can I tell you that? You got to have some good seed. How many of you know it's good to plant good seed? I mean, there's a difference between good and bad seed. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. There's a difference between good and bad seed. Amen? How many of you know anything that is contrary to God and what he's saying and doing in your life is not a good seed? How many of you know that? So stop saying some of the things you're saying. I'm just getting older now, and I guess that's just the way it is. One of these days, I'm going to die. Stop saying stuff like that because that's contrary to the Word of God. God has given you life. And life more, what? Abundant. God has moved you into a position of not only life of more abundance, but he's moved you into a position of life eternal. Do you know what life eternal is? We are serving a God that has been forever and ever. There's no beginning, there's no end. He has brought us into that reality. How many say amen to that? But come on, but you know, we got to learn some things. He's told us, I want my kingdom on the earth. I'm bringing my kingdom into the earth. Hallelujah. And this is not a time limited kingdom. It is an eternal kingdom. And the kingdom of God needs to start thinking eternally. Hallelujah. Can you say amen to that? Come on, because that's what God's doing. See, you got to plant good seed in your vineyard. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to have sunshine. Hi, sunshine. Gotta have sunshine. You're doing great, bro, by the way. I love it, man. You gotta have sunshine. You gotta have good land. And you gotta have good seed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number four, you gotta have water. How many say that? A garden doesn't do any good without water. How many say, is that right? You guys get them? You gotta have water. Hallelujah. John chapter 4, verse 14. This is what Jesus is telling the lady at the well. Whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him, what? A well of water. Isn't that cool about what God does? He not only gives you water, but he also multiplies that water. Is that right? There's a multiplication of the waters of life happening within you even right now. And it's coming from the word of God. He says, it shall be in you a well of water springing up into what? I want to ask you again, what kind of life? Everlasting life. What is that? That is what he's brought you into. You see, folks, it's an eternal kingdom. It will never be destroyed. It will never, never, ever be destroyed. It's an eternal kingdom. Isn't that good? Praise God. You got to have water. How many say amen to that? Amen. We've gone through some things. I like flow. I like talking about flow. Halfway through this year, God began to pound us about flow, talking about flow. It starts with a rill. How's a rill? I didn't know what the word was. I woke up one night and the Lord said, real. I go, real? Really? Real? 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 What are you talking about, God? Real. I had to go to the dictionary. Siri, give me, what is real? R-I-L-L, real. And it turns out that it's a very small stream. It starts with a very small stream in your life. And it begins to grow, gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Amen. Come on, man. We're talking about the waters of life. Starts out small. Starts good. I remember when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, it seems like I said the same thing every day for a couple of months. Hebarakati. 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 I was determined to pray in the Spirit. I was determined. I said, God, I'm going to say this all the time. If you make it that way, if I got to say this all my life, that's what I'm going to do. Hebarakati. Hebarakati. Kept saying that. And all of a sudden, I'd be praying, worshiping. It began to open up and open up and open up. I remember listening to a pastor. I don't even remember what his name was. But his words that God gave him when he got baptized in the Holy Spirit was, Tiki. Tiki. And he said, for months, I just said, Tiki, 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 Tiki. Anyway, turns out he goes, man, I called the cat for all those months. Kitty, 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 kitty. And then he said, and then it began to roll in. It began to add. Can I tell you, when I'm speaking in tongues, sometimes it sounds like German to me, even though I don't know what German language is. Sometimes it sounds like maybe a French, maybe a little bit of a Spanish kind of a, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what some of the words that are coming through me are. But I tell you, but I do know that it's life and life more abundant flowing through me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, hey, dude, hey, this kingdom operates on that river of life, on that. It operates on it. That's the way it is. That water has to flow through it. And the more you allow it to flow through, the more you will see the things that God is saying to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Water, you got to have water. Then you got to have care. Amen? Yeah, this is the part you're going to love, because I don't like this part. But there's got to be care. And God cares for the vineyard. Is that right? God loves the vineyard. He cares for it. But sometimes it's, how many of you know that ministry is dirty work? Can I tell you that? Ministry can be dirty work, because sometimes you got to get down in the dirt to help folks get up. Is that right? Is that right? I know in a vineyard that the gardeners have to go through in a vineyard and pick up the leaves and the vines, that, because the easiest place to grow is on the ground. Is that right? A vine, the best place, the easiest place to grow, because it's not fighting gravity. It's the easiest place to grow is grow on the ground. But how many of you know those great big clusters of grapes don't grow well on the ground? How many know that? They got to be supported and built up. So somebody has to go through there, pulling these vines off the ground, wiping them off, hosing them off, tying them onto the sticks or whatever they've got to hold them up, to hold these things up so they can produce fruit. Amen. Sometimes ministry can be dirty work. Sometimes we've got to get in the ground. Sometimes we've got to go in and we've got to help one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's a little bit of work. involved. Amen. Praise God. But yet, it's ministry. It's ministry. And then God, there's care in the house. Is that right? There's got to be care. And listen to this. There's a trimming and pruning that happens. Amen. John chapter 15, verse 2. Look at this. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. How many say that? Amen. The branch that doesn't bear fruit in the kingdom. Can I tell you, folks, every one of you in the house, and you're listening to me, every one of you in the house, God has something specific for you. Don't neglect it. Don't deny it, but allow him to speak it to you so that you can step into those things. Because you will find, once you begin to step into those things, they are the best things you've ever imagined. They're really cool, man. So he says that every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That word purge, you know what it's, what it means? It means pruning. How many like being pruned? It's not fun. I've had people prune me. Amen? I don't mind it. Listen to me. I don't mind it. But I'd rather have the Lord prune me. Amen? I said, Lord, you want to prune me? Go ahead. But don't make everybody prune me. How many of you know Henry needs to be pruned once in a while? Amen? Come on. Yeah? Come on. Folks, do you know we all need to be pruned? Do you know? Because that's the care. That's care. Because God cares about you. And sometimes things you think, things you go through, God needs to go in there with some big Holy Ghost clippers and get those things out. Amen? Right. Hallelujah. Because God's intent is to bring fruit into the vineyard. Amen? The intent is to bring fruit. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you need sunlight, land, seed, water, and care. See, God is desiring to bring fruit to those around us. Fruit for the nations. That's the name of our sermon today. It's fruit for the nations. How many know people need fruit? How many know people enjoy fruit? Hallelujah. Let me ask you something, this. And please don't answer, because I don't want to hear your answer. What kind of fruit have you been showing lately? What kind of fruit is it that you've been showing lately? Is it fruit that the Lord would be happy with because he's planted a choice vine in your life? Do you know who that choice vine is? His name is Jesus. He's planted within you the Lord. What kind of fruit have you been showing lately? Can I tell you, folks, it's easy to be mean to your loved ones. Is that right? Can I say that? Sometimes we're the meanest to the ones we love. Is that right? I don't want to be mean, but we just say things that, you know, well, you know, they know I love them. Yeah, well, how many know words hurt? And then we can be mean to those around us too. Amen? What kind of fruit are you showing? Are you on? What kind of fruit are on display in your life? Hallelujah. Because God is looking for fruit. How many know that? How many know that God's looking for fruit? Oh, praise God. Isaiah chapter 27, starting at verse 2. Check this out. It says, in that day, sing to her a vineyard of red wine. Amen. See, we're talking about vineyard. We're talking about a little bit of agriculture here. We're talking about the result of a vineyard. And here's one of red wine. Is that right? Sounds like the vineyard's doing really good. Isn't that right? And listen to what it says. I, the Lord, keep it, and I water it every what? Moment. I want you to think about the word every moment. Can I tell you that God is speaking to you more than you know? Let me just say this to you again. He's speaking to you more than you realize. There are things going around you that are speaking to you, and it is the Lord. A lot of those things, the Lord is speaking to you about things. Is that okay? Is that all right to tell you that? Because he says, I water it every what? How many of you water your plants every moment? Can I tell you, if I watered my plants every moment, they'd probably drown. Is that right? But the watering that the Lord does, he says, I water every moment. Can I tell you that God is probably speaking to you more than you know? There are moments and more moments in your life where God could be speaking to you. He says, lest any heard it, I keep it night and day. Fury is not with me. How you like that? How you know that God's not mad at you? Do you know that? Maybe you did something wrong even last night. Do you know that God's not mad at you? Did you know that? He loves you, and he's trying to speak to you this morning. He says, fury is not in me. Who would set briars and thorns against me in battle? Who can do that with God? Who can put up anything, a hedge against God? Nobody. He says, who would set briars and thorns against me in battle? He says, I would go through them. I would burn them together. That's what God says. I'd get right through them. But then he says this. I love this. Or let him take hold of my strength that he may make peace with me. And then he says, and he shall make peace with me. Those who come, he shall cause to take root in Jacob. Israel, this is our power verse, Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. How many know God is looking for fruit? He says, I've got a great vineyard. Can I tell you, you are a great vineyard this morning. I'm going to speak that to you. You are the vineyard of the Lord. He watches over you every moment. He cares about you. He protects you. He keeps things away from you. He is taking care of you. Do you know that he is the gardener of your life? Do you know that? Are you convinced that it is God that goes in with all the gardening tools to get out the weeds, to get out the things that are contrary to him? Do you know that? He is the gardener of your life because he is desiring fruit from you. He's desiring that the fruit that he possesses will be in you. Is that right? Come on, man. Hallelujah. John chapter 20, verses 21 and 22. This is after Jesus died on the cross and he appears to his disciples. He just shows up in the middle of the room. How are you like that? Boom. And then said Jesus to them again, peace unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. When he stepped into that room, he says, just as my Father sent me, I am sending you. How many know that we are sent? But there's some things you have to do. One of the things you have to do is receive the Holy Spirit. Allow him into your life. Allow him to do that, what God wants him to do in your life. Amen? Because he really is the gardener. He really is. Hallelujah. That person that's gardening. Hallelujah. A couple more scriptures and we'll be done. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 23. When the Holy Spirit is operating in your life, the fruit of the Spirit will begin to show up. Amen? Hallelujah. Here it is. It says, now the works of the flesh are manifest. Are you going to love these? Now we'll go through these. The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Number one, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. How many of you know that these are the things that are contrary to the word of God, contrary to who God is? And then he says, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, they which do such things shall what? Not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen? They that do those things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But then he says, yes. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no what? No law. The fruit of the Spirit. Can I tell you something? These are the fruits that God is desiring to see in your life. Amen? I mean, do you know that? Do you know that every one of these things on this thing are not man-generated? Do you know that? Some of you even think that maybe your faith is your faith, but it's not true. See, do you see that list? It said there is joy, long-suffering. Go to the page before. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Do you realize that even the faith that you have right now operating in your life is not yours? Do you realize that? Do you know that? I know some people say, what faith are you? Well, I'm Catholic. What faith are you? Well, I'm Protestant. Faith, well, I'm Jewish. I'm Greek Orthodox, whatever those faiths are. I mean, that's okay. But the faith that's operating in your life is not even the faith of you. That's not even your faith. The faith that is operating within you is the faith of Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? That's why when the young man asked that God, Jesus says, Lord, well, the disciples asked him, Lord, increase our faith. God, the Lord didn't say anything about it. He left it alone. Why? Because the faith that he's placed within you is the same faith that Jesus walked in. It's his faith. The word of God says this, I am crucified with Christ. Is that right? So what does that mean? You were put on a cross, nailed to it, just like you. You died. This is Jesus, am I all right? Jesus was nailed to a cross, died, was buried, resurrected, amen? That's the same life you have, but the life that you live by the faith of the Son of God, not your own faith. It's his faith operating. That's what makes it so powerful. That's why when you do things, oh yeah, you cannot take any credit for it at all. Anything we do, we can't take credit for it. It's because Christ died for me. Why did you do that? Henry, you got a bowling alley? Well, it's not mine, it's Jesus. I mean, how'd you do that? Hey, I don't know. Let me just say this to you. It's not me, it's him in me. Isn't that right? Come on, we got to get a good focus on this thing because it's the way the operation of the kingdom of God is. God is looking for fruit. Do you remember when Jesus came out of the temple and he looked at the fig tree the day before and he walked up to it and he couldn't find a fig on it? You remember that? And he said, okay, from now on, there'll be no fruit on you from now on. The next day, as they were walking by, they looked over there and that fig tree had shriveled up and died. Amen. See, the Lord is looking for fruit, and the fruit he's looking for are these right here. It's the fruit of the Spirit of God that's within you, because that's what's going to touch the nations. It is fruit for the nations. Amen. So would you stand, please? Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read this while you're standing. This is John 15, verses 1 through 8. This is the word of God. This is what Jesus said about the vineyard. He says, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. And as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither what? Neither can you. How many of you know that you can't do nothing without Jesus? I mean, are you convinced that you can do nothing without Jesus? I can't do anything with Jesus. But the word of God says this, with Jesus, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. He says, neither can you bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Amen? Amen. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is what? Glorified, that you bear much fruit. So will you be my disciples. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. Lord, thank you for being the the gardener of our vineyard, Lord. Being the gardener of my vineyard. Everyone say my vineyard. Thank you, Lord, for being the gardener of my vineyard. Lord, have your way in my vineyard. Prune. Cut off what's not needed, Lord. But oh God, thank you for water. Thank you for the water that causes my vine, your vine, to grow and to be strong, Father. Lord, that I might produce good fruit. Everybody say good fruit. Tell the Lord, I want to produce good fruit. Say that again to him. Lord, I want to produce good fruit. So Lord, as we step out of 2019, we know you're with us. But as we step into 2020, Father God, we ask you, Father, cause this year to be the most fruitful year that we've ever seen in our lives, Father. The most fruitful year, Lord. Lord, to see the kingdom of God on earth. We thank you for it. We praise you for it, Lord. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor next to you and say, you're going to produce fruit. You tell them that. You're going to produce good fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.